Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And good Sunday morning. Big Sunday rolls along. Ben Alpert here producing the operation. It's usually Ben and I on Sundays. Pretty much every Sunday, except for a few here and there where Ben's at the ballpark, something like that. He's got to help Cody Tapp get fired up out there, Gay Day left field. Cody Tapp, by your way, comes your way at 2 o'clock today. Cody's On Deck show is the Royals. Not good for the boys in blue as of late, Ben. It's been a rough go. The Royals have dropped the two games Friday and Saturday against the Los Angeles Angels. And this is, in case you're wondering, and you've seen it, you watch a lot of Royals baseball, and you say, how come they look so good one game, and then they'll drop other games of the series? That's because they have been. The Royals have won one and lost two of their last seven three-game series. So if you're ever wondering why the Royals will win one and they'll drop a couple, is because they are. They're now 0-9-1 in their last 10 series. Last winning series was a sweep against the Indians, April 12th through the 14th. They've not homered in seven straight games. And you might wonder if that is a big deal in Major League Baseball. Well, it hadn't been done since July of 2014. That's the longest streak for a team that has not hit a home run. So the Royals had that pop and power. They still lead the league in stolen bases and triples. So they are still doing the deal there. But the power has just been missing from the Royals. Danny Duffy today. Tyler Skaggs going for the Los Angeles Angels. But the Kansas City Royals, more losses now than anybody in Major League Baseball. And it just doesn't seem like that. It doesn't seem like that because this team shows so many good things at different times. But the Royals, 31 losses on the season. Baltimore, 15-30. Royals, 31 losses. Tied with the Marlins. The Marlins have 31 losses as well. It just doesn't seem like that. I keep waiting for this team to make that term. I keep waiting for this team to go on a run. I do feel they have it in them, but it's been disappointing baseball as of late. And the fact that you win one, lose two is not how you gain ground in Major League Baseball. More Royals in just a little bit. Cody Tapp has your Cody's On Deck show coming up 2 o'clock today. Hear the game right here on 610 Sports Radio. Brooks Koepka, this dude is just rolling. Ben, I know you're a big fan of golf. And what he's doing, golf is a mentally challenging sport to me.
Very much so.
You ever tee off, Ben? And I always hated this. If you're teeing off and like there's a group behind you, like they're fast, you feel nervous. You feel like you got to hurry up and play, and you got these people watching you, and then you'll shank one off into the woods.
Yeah, that's always been a pain to me.
Yeah, but imagine PGA Tour. You got so many people just right around you. I don't think we give enough credit for golfers and how mentally tough they are.
They truly are, yeah.
For having that many people watch you, that many people close to you. You know how nervous I would be that I would drill somebody with the tee shot? Because everybody's just standing there, Ben. Like when I play, it goes all over the place. There's some that land in the fairway. That's great, but that's the exception, not the rule.
Or do you slice them or what?
Yes.
All over the place?
I'm all over the place some days. I mean, it's one of those things. You know how golf is with regular people like us that go out and play golf. One day your drive looks good. One day your chipping may be better than your drives. Maybe one day your putting is good. The problem is we can't put it all together at one time because those that do are playing at Bethpage Black for the PGA Championship. That's what they're doing as it's getting started right now. Phil Mickelson on the tee box now. But when you put everything together, it kind of reminds me of baseball. Like the Royals will be really good starting pitching at times, and then it'll be good relief pitching at times, and then the offense will be rolling. But like not everything comes together at the same time. But this Brooks Koepka, this guy is not a household name. This is one of the things with golf. We all know Tiger Woods, and we should know who Tiger Woods is because Tiger Woods makes golf fun. Tiger Woods winning the Masters, that was fun. Tiger Woods, it to me, moves the needle in his sport more than anybody else in their sport. There's no question about it.
Yeah, coolest comeback story ever.
His coolest comeback story ever. I love it. This cat, Brooks Koepka, this guy from West Palm Beach, Florida, went to Florida State University. Looks like he could play linebacker in the NFL. I mean, the dude's got the Ed Hockley, you know, jersey on or schmedium or whatever you call it. Because the dude's rock. Golfers now are rock. Like Tiger Woods kind of started that trend. He'd bring that workout trailer with him, and Tiger Woods lifted weights. It was often seen that golf was just a bunch of John Daly's. You know, go out there, cigarette, get the beer.
Yeah, one of my favorite golfers, by the way, other than Payne Stewart.
Oh, I love John Daly, too. Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget these little charity things. He'll show up and hit off his Diet Coke can, drill it 350 yards.
Exactly.
He was, he's got this golf course in Springfield called Murder Rock, and there was a TV anchor going to do a story on John. He didn't even have, like, a shirt on or whatever. This is years ago, right? He's doing that. And he had a reality show, too. I don't know if you saw that on, God, I don't know, it was a Golf Channel or something like that. And it was, and they followed him around. And they got him in a helicopter one day. And he was yelling at the helicopter, bring him down. He did not want to be in that helicopter. He wanted to go down. He was attempting to hit the ball over the Niagara Falls. So that's what he was doing. But it's a great life if you can do it. Travel around, you stay in nice places. But you got to make your own money. If you're not, exactly. You know, you got to make exactly. The cut. You got to make the cut. But anyway, Brooks Koepka, 6 foot, 205 pounds. And he went to play in Europe at first, too. Because he went a different route than the whole Jordan Spieth and those kind of guys that go straight in the PGA Tour. He kind of had to earn his way. And he's got a chip on his shoulder, a huge chip on his shoulder. He's stoic. He's a smart ass at times when he wants to be. And I like that about him. But the personality, I think we want the personality. Tiger Woods never had much of a personality either. You know, we forget Tiger Woods after every golf round. Who's, you know, I hit the ball straight, I hit the ball good. I mean, Tiger did not electrify us, you know, off the course, but he did on the course. The guy was so good, and I wonder if Brooks Koepka can catch some of that magic that Tiger had, because we've been waiting for golf to have, you know, this other dominant person. We thought maybe Jordan Spieth would be that guy, or Rory, you know, had his little bit of a time. But Brooks Koepka and what he's doing is unbelievable. He finished second in the Masters this year.
Oh, that's great.
U.S. Open, he's won 2017, 2018. PGA Championship, he's the current champion of that. He's going to win another one today as he has a 7-stroke lead, which is insane. His first 2 days golfing, 63 and 65, it's incredible what he's doing, but the mental toughness of Brooks Koepka. And again, I don't know how many people know his name. This guy's going to win his fourth major championship. He's 29 years old. He's going to win his fourth one today.
Yeah, good for him.
Golf is in good hands. Golf is in good hands because I'm waiting for the Brooks-Tiger showdown. I want Tiger to kind of get things back going here like he had the Masters, but I want the Brooks-Tiger showdown because both these guys are about as focused as you can get. I mean, both of them, you know, are locked in to the game. They're true pros, and nothing phases them. Brooks Koepka, you might think he's a boring guy, but he actually had some fun. Brandel Chambly. Is a Golf Channel analyst, right? And he said in the podcast that he shouldn't be mentioned in the same category or breath as Tiger Woods, McIlroy, and some other top players. Why? I get Tiger Woods in his heyday. You can't. The only one you can say is Jack. That's the only one you can say because Tiger's on a whole other planet. But like Rory and these guys. And then, so what Koepka did is, if you go to his Twitter account, he's got a picture of Chambly in a red nose, like the Roger Goodell clown nose. So it shows he's got a little bit of a personality. And this is a quote from the New York Post that from Chambly. He goes, I've been flipped off a few times in my life, probably not as often as you would think, but I felt like he was giving me the finger for 4.5 hours today. So he thought he was the one pushing the course record, Brooks Koepka. But I don't know, man. It's one of those things. Like, Tiger created a lot of his own mess because a lot of the golfers that came up and rose up did it because of Tiger. Like, he set the path, and people wanted to play golf because of him. Koepka is not a guy, and there's not a lot in that golf. I mean, like, Phil Mickelson type, that's a fun personality. I mean, there's some fun personalities on the PGA Tour, but they're never going to show you that. I mean, Phil will go over there sometimes to give money to the crowd or whatever to go buy some beers or whatever. I'm like, he has fun with people. And I don't see Brooks, you know, doing that. But, again, Tiger Woods, there wasn't this huge personality. It was just we liked Tiger because of his greatness. I started liking him more after the comeback. I always liked Tiger Woods, But I really pulled for him hard when everybody kind of turned their back on him, you know, and kind of because of the whole thing with, you know, with his wife and everything. And everybody kind of turned. Yeah, and all that stuff. But everybody kind of made fun of Tiger. He was a punchline, the phone call, the message he left. And why he didn't have two phones, I'll never know. You get that kind of money, get you a burner, have your bodyguard take it, but whatever, it's a different story. But I rooted for him harder for the comeback. And Koepka is a guy that I like watching play. Now, he's not going to make you smile. He's not going to make you laugh. He's not going to tell that joke. But if dude puts clown noses on Brandel Chambly, on puts it on Twitter, that stuff's funny to me. It also means you're focused, and he did have two middle fingers up on that course. That day, people keep doubting this guy. This guy can win his fourth freaking major today, and no one talks about Brooks Koepka.
No, they don't.
So he's kind of got this chip on his shoulder. Matter of fact, you go back to 2015, he was in an interview when he first got on the PGA Tour, and he says, quote, "I'm not there yet, and I know it's going to take time, but I want to get to that point." So here's a guy that went to Europe to play, played at Florida State. He had to earn his way. He's basically earned everything he's got in the sport of golf. But he finished second at the Masters this year, won the U.S. Open twice, and he won the PGA Championship last year, and he's about to win another one today. He's fun, but this is what we want to see. We want to see greatness. We want to see greatness challenge. It's not the days of Tom Watson, you know, facing Jack and Lee Trevino and all these great golfers, you know, going. I'm not saying we need personality. We need greatness. We need greatness, but we need Tiger Woods more than anything. Tiger Woods is what still moves the needle. I'm sorry. Tiger Woods not making the cut is a bigger story than somebody winning a major. And that's just because he's so damn good. And we just got to deal with that. But anyway, the PGA Championship's on today from Bethpage Black. This course, man, this course is not easy. I'll put it this way. It's not easy. And what he's doing out there is making that course look silly.
Which course are they playing?
Bethpage Black.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Too fancy, of course, is Ben. Actually, it is a public course, isn't it, I believe?
No, I've never heard of the course, honestly.
Oh, it's Bethpage Black. Yeah, they've had the U.S. Open there and stuff before. It's big time,
gotcha.
Big time course. But anyway, be fun watching the rest of that today. Coming up next, Le'Veon Bell. Doesn't look like they want him in New York. John Clayton had some interesting things to say. I know a lot of people have been discussing, should the Chiefs bring in Le'Veon Bell or not? I've got my own thoughts on that next.
Big Sunday.
Welcome back to Big Sunday. Jay Binkley, Ben Alpert producing the operation. Note to self, do not bet Ben Alpert playing golf. Dude just told me he once shot a 74. It's pretty good, Ben. It's pretty good. So I'm not going to play you.
No, we'll play this summer.
Hey, I'll do it for fun. You know, we'll go out there and have a little fun, right? And you have to give me like 40 strokes, all right?
All right, then.
You know, maybe like 10 would be fair, I think. 10 or 15, I think.
No, we'll just go out there and toss back a few. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it sounds fun. That is one of the great things about the sport, going out there and having a few beers. The text line, Protein House, Eat with the Purpose text line. Talk about our boy Boyer going to blows last night. That's right. Two friends of the show. I've had Ryan Newman on the show before, and I've had Clint Boyer. I like them both. I like Clint Boyer a little bit better because he's more of a local guy, and he had a little bit better of a personality. But I don't know if you watched the All-Star. NASCAR had their All-Star race last night. Can you imagine a fight in an All-Star game, like MLB All-Star game? Could you see somebody getting plunked and then charge the mound in fighting? Well, that's essentially what happened in the NASCAR race. It's Clint Boyer. Ryan Newman's seated in his car, and Clint just sit there. You got to watch the video. He's in there, punch, 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 punch. Like Newman's got his helmet on, and he's sitting there, and he can't do anything, which would suck if you're just sitting there and you got somebody throwing punches at you. But anyway, fight's good in sports, I think. It makes it fun. But Newman and Boyer going at it NASCAR fight style. And that wasn't like you'd want to see, like, helmets off, face-to-face. No, Newman was sitting in his car. It was interesting. Rubens racing, I suppose. But Newman had checked on he said that Ryan Newman said that Boyer chopped me on the front straightaway earlier in the race. Then after the race, I just tapped him in the back, let him know I didn't appreciate the way he raced me. So, yeah, you hit somebody with their car, they're going to bite back at you. Le'Veon Bell, He's, of course, the running back that set out last year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. One of the best running backs in the game. Make an argument he is the best running back in the game, but he sat out a year. And it's a weird saga what's going on in New York with the Jets. And really, it doesn't really matter to Kansas City fans what goes on in New York, or does it? Because Le'Veon Bell suddenly might be a guy that you trade for. Adam Gase is the head coach there. They fired their GM. They drafted Sam Darnold. They fired the GM. They went out and signed Le'Veon Bell. And the Jets have already paid his $8 million, the first part of the signing bonus, guaranteed the $52 million. But it's basically 2 years, $17 million for Le'Veon Bell. He bet on himself, and he lost his running back position as a dime a dozen in the NFL, and Le'Veon Bell found out the hard way. But Le'Veon Bell says he won't let reports that Adam Gase, that's the head coach there now, he's the interim GM too. Imagine that. Adam Gase is an interim GM. The guy can barely coach. And he says he's not going to stop me from doing what I came here to do. So it doesn't look like Le'Veon Bell's happy, although, you know, he got paid the money. 4 year, $52.5 million contract, $27 million of that guaranteed. The Jets have already paid a chunk of that. I think it would be dumb for the Jets to trade him because you're just throwing away money, basically, is what you're doing if you're the Jets. But they have this coach, Adam Gase. It's not that great of a coach, but he's the interim GM. And you didn't keep the GM that drafted, quote, your franchise quarterback, which I guess the Chiefs didn't either, John Dorsey, because John Dorsey got canned, and we have Patrick Mahomes. So it does happen. But they go out and they get Le'Veon Bell. And this was John Clayton on Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh talking about the Le'Veon Bell situation that has Chiefs fans all up in arms.
Is there a chance they would trade him before the season started? Any chance?
If a team is interested, yeah, I could see it. I don't know what team right now is looking for a running back, but I think that Adam would do that in a second.
Adam would trade him in a second. And I know a lot of people want Le'Veon Bell. Brandon Kiley, the producer of The Drive, hosts a show on Saturdays. We have a live local programming at 10 o'clock at noon called The Leadoff. And he made a very strong argument for the Chiefs to go out and get Le'Veon Bell. I discussed this a little bit Friday night, and a lot of people didn't want to hear my explanation. I'm not a huge fan of going out, and I know the Chiefs would have the money to do this. They could do this. Is he a guy that would help this offense? Maybe. I don't know. He sat out a year. So what's he still got? I mean, running backs fall off the cliff fast. When you sit out a year, that's a huge, huge thing to sit out for the year. But we've seen so many running backs. You know, Philip Lindsay, not even drafted. Look what he did for the Broncos last year. Chris Carson finished fifth in the NFL in rushing, seventh round pick in 2017. Damian Williams, Chiefs starter, not even drafted. You know, you look, Arian Foster was never drafted either. But a lot of running backs come from the sixth, seventh round, fifth round, and beyond, what have you, and they turn out just fine in the NFL as it's now a passing type of league. I would spend that money on defense, and I get it. At this point, there's not a much you can do. You can maybe trade for Patrick Peterson, which if I'm the Chiefs, I'm still considering doing, even though he's going to be suspended for six games because of what the guy can do. And you know what? 6 weeks into the season, you get him back. But again, I'd be worried too because he hasn't played. He hasn't played. But I'm not paying a running back. I just won't do it. It's always been my stance, and I used to not be that way. I used to be pro running back. And I hated when the draft would be there and no running backs would go in the first round. I value the position. I value the running game. And I think eventually how the NFL is cyclical and things change, I think eventually some team's going to come out and want to play smash-mouth football again and run the football, control the clock. I think we're going to get back there because now we're wide-open passing game and we've seen the infiltration of the run-and-shoot a la now the spread offense make its way from colleges like Louisiana Tech running it, with Tim Rattay putting up gaudy numbers because it's the only way they could compete. It's the only way that smaller schools could compete, you know, with the big boys is having wide open offenses just throw the ball all over the yard. Well, the NFL started doing it. The NFL is copying off college football more now than they ever have. Texas Tech and Kingsbury, their game was copied by Andy Reid. Andy Reid ran some things from Texas Tech, which was smart because how did Patrick Mahomes, what plays did he run at Tech? And we run them. Gary Patterson, coach at TCU, when they played Texas Tech this year on a Thursday night, he
He watched Chiefs film to get ready for Texas Tech. But I think eventually there will be smash mouth running again, and value of running backs will go up. But right now, you don't have to. Kareem Hunt can lead the NFL in rushing from the MAC, from playing at Toledo. Third round pick goes out there and leads the NFL in rushing two seasons ago. I like what the Chiefs have done. They have stockpiled a stable of running backs that I think the running back room is way too crowded and people are going to be getting cut. They go out and sign Carlos Hyde, not a great player, serviceable player, but I don't even know if he makes the team. They go out and draft Darwin Thompson this year in the sixth round. Darwin Thompson didn't go to the combine but had a pro day where he would have finished. If he did go to the combine, he would have finished second bench press reps to Alex Barnes at K-State, third in the broad jump, like fifth in the vertical. The guy's a stud. And then James Williams, undrafted, 83 catches last year for Washington State. But just be very cautious throwing money at running backs. Because if I'm throwing money around, it's at left tackle, it's pass rusher, it's clearly quarterback because you're going to have to pay Pat. And it's shutdown corner, pass rusher, and left tackle. Those are what I'm hitting first because you can't just replace those. You look at the top 20 sackers last year, 15 of them were first-round picks. Four were second-round picks, one third-round pick. Top 20 sackers. It's a tough position to replace. That's where I'm spending my money if I'm in the NFL. I'm not spending it on running backs. And I know Le'Veon Bell, what would he do this? Well, you got Patrick Mahomes. You get the MVP of the league. Le'Veon Bell wouldn't come in here and be the savior. And again, they don't need to score 35 points a game this year. This defense is closing that gap. Nobody's talking about that. We keep seeing these pieces. It'd be great in Kansas City. And they really didn't do anything about the offense. Really in the draft, Mecole Hardman, obviously, the wide receiver out of Georgia. Carlos Hyde comes in here. But they didn't do a lot because they trust that Patrick Mahomes can elevate the talent. But they did change around this defensive philosophy, new defensive coaching staff, and it looks good. And I think that closes the gap where you don't need to score 35 points a game. Chiefs lost a game scoring 50 points last year. They lost a game last year scoring over 40 points. That's not going to happen this year as I believe the gap is being closed by this defense. And I think we're going to be relatively surprised. Coming up next, Rich Eisen on the Rich Eisen Show. Should the NFL have a lottery like the NBA? Rich Eisen and I don't think so. Hear what Rich has to say next.
Big Sunday.
I'm Rorden Shane, fourth generation jeweler. Growing up in the business, I saw how important it was to my dad that every gift of Shane Company jewelry be made to the highest standards. As a teenager, I traveled overseas and watched our buyers handpick the prettiest diamonds, rubies, and sapphires. They brought them back, and then I watched our graders and sorters match those stones perfectly by hand. Whether it was for a tennis bracelet, stud earrings, or any other piece of jewelry, first they made sure all the stones had the same color and size. Then they took the extra step of matching the stones for consistent, spectacular sparkle. It's painstaking and meticulous work, but it's critical to giving our customers the very best quality at direct importer prices. For four generations, we've upheld these high standards. Our attention to detail and quality makes our necklaces, rings, bracelets, and earrings the most beautifully crafted in town.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Before you know it, graduation parties will be here, and you don't want to cook. You want to enjoy the event. It's time to book now with Smokehouse Barbecue. I've used Smokehouse Catering at golf tournaments, VIP parties, and for Thanksgiving. From their amazing Cajun wings to the dynamite beans and the awesome burnt end mac and cheese, your party will be a hit with Smokehouse Barbecue. Book that party today at SmokehouseBBQ.com. That's SmokehouseBBQ.com, or visit one of their three locations, Independence, Gladstone, and Zona Rosa. For over 30 years, it's Smokehouse Barbecue.
The inventory blowout sale is now at Santa Fe Auto Sound. Special pricing on Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Subwoofers with amplifiers starting at just $199 and much more. Santa Fe Auto Sound, 83rd and Santa Fe, or SantaFeAutoSound.com. Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Best time to buy. This is Marty.
Might be the best time, but your dealership's in the wrong place, Marty.
Well, I'm in Kansas City.
Yeah, and your Bigger Things sales event prices are full of it.
Full of what?
High overhead, giant taxes, utility bills your customers pay for.
Yeah.
Buyers want low overhead Speedway prices.
Yeah, they're in a cornfield.
New Ram Bighorn 4x4s, $17,005 off MSRP.
Over 17 grand? You gotta be...
Quad cabs, $149 a month.
Oh, give me a break.
That's the whole point, Marty. You get a break in the cornfield.
Kansas City's coming to Lansing for $17,500 off new Ram Bighorn 4x4s. And make no payments all summer. $149 a month Ram Quad Cabs at Speedway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Lansing. Online, SpeedwayAutoGroup.com.
If you want the best deal, you've got to get on down to Truck Town.
Qualify for all incentives, including military and finance with Chrysler Capital. 90-day no-payment offer on select new models. New 2019 Ram Bighorn, stock number 6685. Ram Tradesman Lease, stock number 6947. Plus tax, title, admin fee, and $49.95 due at signing. 10,000 miles per year, ends 5/31/19.
Hey, it's Josh Klingler. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you love 610 Sports Radio, and do you love to sell?
If you answered yes to both these questions, a career may be waiting for you with Entercom and 610 Sports Radio. The right candidate must be a self-starter, have at least 2 years sales experience, and be able to effectively sell the value of our audience to a potential advertiser.
If you have what it takes to join the 610 Sports Radio sales team, apply today at entercom.com/careers. Entercom is an equal opportunity employer.
Gutters are an extremely important part of your roofing system. They're designed to collect rain and shoot it away from the foundation of your home. If your gutters are clogged, it can't do its job. Regular cleaning is crucial to protecting your home. Let Triton Window Cleaning help prevent you from having a costly nightmare down the road. Right now on GetMyPerks.com, Triton Window Cleaning is offering more than 60% off gutter cleaning for one and two-story homes. Don't procrastinate cleaning out your gutters. Head to GetMyPerks.com for more than 60% off with Triton Window Cleaning.
Start your remodeling project with great savings. For a limited time, get 50% off qualifying installation on your Pella window and door project, or 0% APR for 48 months. Hurry, offer ends June 6th. Visit PellaKC.com to get started today. Certain restrictions apply.
Royals baseball all season long, exclusively on 610 Sports Radio.
Royals look to grab a win today from the Angels. Last seven series, they've won one and dropped two. Cody Tapp comes your way at 2 o'clock. Danny Duffy versus Tyler Skaggs. Tyler Skaggs, 4-3 with a 5.05. And Dave Holtzman, Fox Sports Kansas City, comes up with some great numbers. He came up with this. Against the Royals in four starts, a .35 ERA. Check this out. His career ERA is 4.47. His ERA this year is 5.05. The .35 ERA against the Royals is the fourth best in Major League Baseball by a pitcher since 1969. So back when Vietnam was rolling versus any opponent, four starts. What is it with Tyler Skaggs and the Royals? When we talk about these guys that are like Sin Shu Chu and all these, you know, guys that dominate the Royals, Tyler Skaggs, be a good chance for the Royals to get over Tyler Skaggs today. But the Royals now, Not so hot. Matter of fact, they have 31 losses on the season. Haven't had a home run in the last seven games, and that hasn't been done since 2014, a team going seven games without a home run. And the Royals do have a little bit of pop. You know, Soler needs to get back off the schneid. Need Hunter Dozier to go yard. But the Royals now 0-9-1 in their last 10 series, looking to turn things around. I do believe this team has a run in them. Last year, 41 games under 500 before the break, five games after. I know what they're doing. They're retooling, rebuilding, they're tinkering with this team, which, listen, there's been surprises like Hunter Dozier and Barlow's been good, but, you know, getting Nicky Lopez up here and then Adalberto Mondesi, that I think is one of the most underrated players in our city. Nobody talks about him. And you have a true superstar here. I mean, he's on pace for over 100. What was that stat Nick Capel from the Royals put out? He's on pace for, the other day, he put out a stat on Twitter. He's 100, on pace for 130 ribs and 57 stolen bases, which is actually a higher pace now because he had two stolen bases the other night. Hasn't been done since 1900 to have that many kind of RBI and that many stolen bases. He's a special player, no doubt about it. The resurgence of Alex Gordon. There was talk. Jeffrey Flanagan put out a piece on Friday that Alex Gordon, we've been talking to his wife. He says he's leaning 60-40 to coming back. Clearly, if he comes back, it's going to be a much different deal. He's got a $23 million contract next year. It's a mutual option for $4 million. The Royals weren't going to pick that up. They're not paying Alex Gordon $23 million. But he didn't want to play anywhere else. He'll play here and nowhere else. He's not like the Chiefs. He's not going to go play somewhere, have a cup of coffee, and come back for a one-day contract. But he's a special player, Adalberto Mondesi. I mean, this guy's fun to watch. He got another RBI last night. He's the only guy to get RBIs on Friday and Saturday. Yeah, he had a rib last night too. I think Whit Merrifield scored when he had that rib last night. But Adalberto Mondesi is fun to watch. I know people are excited about Nicky Lopez coming up and everything and what he can do. Can he be a face of the franchise or not? We already have that. His name's Adalberto Mondesi. Whit Merrifield is the leader of this team now. He's now the new Eric Hosmer. Alex Gordon is still the Alex Gordon, the grinder, the lead by example guy that each team needs. But man, is Mondesi fun to watch. I'm telling you, every day, he'll make a great defensive play. He'll do something on the base pass. He was caught stealing last night. Usually he gets there. He's got elite speed, 30 feet per second, which is elite. He's always faster than that. He's got power, hit a 443-foot shot this year again. He's a shortstop. He just doesn't put him over the fence. He crushes them when he gets a hold of them. But he's just an all-around good baseball player, and he's fun to watch. And basically, we haven't had a player of Mondesi's talent for the longest time. I know Whit Merrifield did some things that were incredible, leading the league in hits and stolen bases. It's only been done three times now since World War II, D. Gordon, Ishiro, and Whit Merrifield. But Whit has the grind for it. Whit has the grind for everything he gets. For Mondy, it just comes easy. He's just a naturally freakish athlete. Well, I mentioned Rich Eisen. I saw this, and this was good stuff. Rich Eisen does not want the NFL to have a draft lottery because some people were saying that. Maybe the NFL needs to do it like the NBA because it's fun watching the ping pong balls bounce and seeing a guy like Zion going and playing for the Pelicans. What if the NFL did this? This is from the Rich Eisen show, and I thought this was good. And Rich broke this argument down so good. He is not for it, and I don't blame him. It's good stuff.
You would want a draft lottery, Chris?
Well, I'm just saying, while the NBA draft lottery was going on Tuesday, some of our, you know, fellow NFL media types,
right?
Kevin Clark from The Ringer, Matt Miller, Bleacher Report, were saying how much they would enjoy an NFL draft lottery.
Oh, whatever.
And I say to you, why not? Make the case against it.
Okay. No, I understand. The NFL draft has got to be bigger. This needs to be more buzz around the NFL draft.
But think about
600,000 people showed up to Nashville to watch a reading of names.
49 million
yes.
people.
Okay,
so
yes.
It's not like the event needs more buzz to it.
But think about the Raiders with their three picks. Suddenly they have a chance at number one.
But why do we need the possibility of the Green Bay Packers to pop up and be number one overall?
Because that would be amazing.
No, it wouldn't.
What about it wouldn't be amazing?
Because teams that need the help the most and should get it.
But it's their own fault that they're incompetent enough to have a terrible record.
Oh yeah. The reason why the 49ers were second overall is because of their own incompetence or because their quarterback on a roster that needs more restocking just had his knee blown out.
I love Jimmy Garoppolo. Get out of bounds, bro.
That is not the reason to have the reason why there's a draft lottery is because too many teams in the NBA and the sport itself can't be trusted to not or lends itself to tanking.
The Raiders were really trusted last year to not tank.
The Raiders didn't have the first overall pick or weren't above the Jets because towards the end of the season with all those players that were starting because they were benching or removing or trading away all their good players that did lead to me to say that they are in fact tanking. Those guys actually won a football game because in the NFL, there's too many prideful men. Their bodies and lives are on the line. There is no tanking in the NFL.
But you're not telling me the Green Bay Packers with, say, 2% chance to win the lottery, win the number one pick, that wouldn't be amazing and awesome for the league?
No, it would not. There's already enough intrigue in mock drafts and already enough intrigue in the draft. There's already enough buzz about the draft. It does not need
to
be touched.
But they weren't going to take Kyler Murray, so you know the teams that still need a quarterback can still make them an offer to trade up.
In the 30 seconds, do you really believe this, or are you devil's advocating me all the way to the brink?
I think he believes it.
I mean, we're a sports talk radio show.
No, but I understand that, but I mean, do you really believe this, that there should be a draft lottery, that everything that did happen to the Arizona Cardinals last year, I'm sorry, Arizona, enjoy watching the Bengals get the first pick because a ping pong ball bounced a certain way. Are you kidding me?
I'm saying if they tried it out for a year.
He was getting devil's advocate. Do you really believe that? And he says, well, it's a radio show. That's one thing that drives me nuts, man. Say what you feel. You know, mean what you say. Say what you mean what you say. You know how hard it is making an argument if you don't actually believe something and you're trying to be devil's advocate? Man, it comes across as so fake, man. Be yourself. If you got an opinion, say it, man. Who cares if the other guy? I mean, you can find basically anything to argue with anybody. No two people are that much alike where you can't find an argument. But I'm with Rich. The NFL draft is fine. You had 600,000 people in Nashville going to watch it. If you were the worst team in the league, you get the first pick. It's bottom line. Bottom line. Call it tanking. Maybe teams do tank. Maybe they don't. I think the Raiders clearly did because they ended up winning right before Christmas there, and they came here and just laid a turd at Arrowhead Stadium because they wanted to go on their vacation. Just keep it the way it is. Keep it the way it is. It works great because bad teams get good picks, and then supposedly, allegedly, they should get become a better team when they have bad picks. And then you got teams like the Patriots that just keep winning even though they're always picking at the end of the first round. Why? Because they're smart in what they do. They accumulate picks. They draft smart. They get good pieces and good fits. The NFL draft is fine. Matter of fact, it's more than fine. Mock drafts, these are fun. It's fun to do mock drafts. It's fun to start looking at the season and what teams are going to line up and doing mocks. Maybe you like mocks, maybe you don't. I do like mocks. Hell, I did 8.0 for the Chiefs because I thought it was fun. It's fun to mock. It's fun to pick up Kent Swanson's draft guide, you know, because these guys were nails. Arrowhead Pride nailed a lot of these things. It's crazy. Speaking of that, Matt Lane from ArrowheadPride.com joins us at 11 o'clock. Talk about the Chiefs' new linebacker, Darren Lee, Patrick Peterson, Le'Veon Bell, and more as we discuss Kansas City Chiefs football with Matt Lane. Coming up next, I want to address annoying fans. There's certain things that fans do that absolutely drive me crazy when I'm watching sports. But we got a text on the text line from Protein Dallas Eve with the Purpose text line that I feel needs to be addressed. And I don't know where this person's coming from. And person, you know, you're talking about, deals with the Royals and Ed Yost. If you want to call in, please call in. Because you said I didn't have the nuts to read your text. Well, I'm going to have the nuts to do it next.
Big Sunday.
Okay, family, announcement. Our smart home is online.
Cool, Dad.
Yeah, smart lights, smart fridge, smart thermostat. The smart speaker plays music or answers questions like this. Check it out. Question, what animals besides humans have chins?
Can't find home internet.
Super impressive, Dad.
Okay, hold on. Question, can you find the home internet?
Can't find home internet.
Ha ha! Smart house!
Your home is only as smart as your internet. Get fast, reliable internet with AT&T Fiber with speeds up to 300 megabits per second and DirecTV. Save when you bundle for $75 per month for 1 year after discounts with 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements. Limited availability. May not be in your area. Check eligibility at att.com/fiber300. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
And 6919. New residential customers includes internet 300 and select TV package. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. Requires auto pay combined and paperless bill. Prices higher in second year. Pay $80 per month until discount starts at 3 bills. Equipment lease, early termination, equipment not returned, taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Find everything you need to make your outdoors look fabulous at Suburban Lawn and Garden. KC's largest selection of healthy, locally grown plants and trees. Nurtured to thrive at your home. Suburban Lawn and Garden. Overland Park, South KC, and their new greenhouse in Lenexa.
Sliders, revolvers, automatics. We're not talking about guns. We're talking about the door system in your business. Call Automatic Door Systems 913-384-DOOR or AutoDoorUSA.com. Automatic Door Systems. Sliding and gliding, baby.
Hey guys, Ryan Wachowski for BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And you've heard me talk about it before. BlueChew.com offering you those first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but for a fraction of the cost. Super simple for you guys to get online, and it only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visits, no awkward conversations. It's incredibly easy, guys. They don't make anything hard on you. Well, they will make one thing hard on you. The chewables from BlueChew.com give you that confidence in the bedroom every time. You're going to love it. Your partner will absolutely love it. And here's a great deal for you guys. Right now, visit BlueChew.com and get your first order on the house. Just use promo code Ryan. That's R-Y-A-N. All you have to pay is $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Ryan and get your first order on the house. So what are you waiting for, guys? Go to BlueChew.com today. Chew it and do it.
Tapcade is Kansas City's original arcade bar and a blend of pop culture madness. Located in the heart of the crossroads, Tapcade is locally owned and features 48 beers on tap, over 40 retro arcade games, and a made-from-scratch food menu. All ages are welcome until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram for great specials. Check out Tapcade online at tapcadekc.com. That's tapcadekc.com. Tapcade, food, beer, arcade.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Little Caesars has done it again by giving you one large pizza piled high with five delicious meat toppings, hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 p.m. for only $9. You heard me right. Count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Meat toppings, including pepperoni, sausage, bacon, beef, and ham. Order yours on our convenient mobile app or simply walk into Little Caesars and pick up your large hot and ready five meat feast for just $9 tonight.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax. Canadian bacon will be substituted for ham in certain areas.
Download the radio.com app to listen to 610 Sports Radio wherever you are.
Welcome back to Big Sunday, 15 minutes from Matt Lane, arrowheadpride.com. Supporting the Tigers last night, winless streak continues for them. The Royals lose to the Angels. They will try it again today. Danny Duffy versus Tyler Skaggs. Cody Tapp comes your way at 2 o'clock. From the 816, and I love the. Well, you know what I say? I love the text line. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but most of the time I do because a lot of times you contribute to the show, in one way or another. From the 816, Protein House Eat with the Purpose text line. Please call for Ned Yost. His job, he sucks. He needs to get out of the game. It has passed him by. You need to get somebody like Joe Girardi here. Please say this on the radio if you have any peanuts. I just did. What will Joe Girardi do with this team? It is what it is. I think in baseball, the manager position is a tad overrated at times. I think it's much. I think what Andy Reid does is harder than what Ned Yost does. I just do. Being an NFL coach, I think is just harder than being a manager in baseball. Look at Joe Torre with those Yankees teams. You know, anybody, Ben and I could have filled out that lineup. It was the same thing. I mean, baseball kind of dictates itself. Look at Ned Yost in 14 and 15. He didn't have the same bullpen. The bullpen the Royals had was elite. It was like having an elite quarterback. You had your 7, 8, 9, you just get a lead in six innings, done. Done. And Ned admitted it, so it's easy. You know, they construct the lineup. Nowadays, the manager gets basically his lineup construction. Most teams that are going towards the analytical shift, we'll get lineups from the analytics department on who should bat in what place to have the most success. But the thing about Ned Yost is, what's he going to do? You know, he's not Willie Peralta. He's not on the mound serving up home runs. He's not blowing leads. You know, he's not Chris Owings at the plate. Ned Yost has... He only has to play with what he's given. He's got the ingredients to cook what he's given. You ever sit around your house, you're looking for something to eat, you're trying to just throw something together, you just grab maybe some pasta and some buffalo wing sauce and just make something crazy because it's the only thing you got. You're not going to make like a four-star dinner if you don't have the ingredients, right?
Exactly. I do that all the time.
Yeah, Ben, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
You know, you grab something, you make it. Ned Yost is only doing what he's got. He's in a rebuilding process. And let me say this. This guy went to two World Series, and he's got something a lot of people don't, and that's called the World Series ring. And the one thing I like about Ned Yost, and you can, you know, be down on him. Listen, the Royals, them losing games this year has nothing to do with Ned Yost. Nothing. They're just, let's just call it what it is. They're just talent deficient. Let's put it this way. The pitching's not been solid. I mean, sometimes the starting pitching's good. A lot of times it's bad. The bullpen was so bad at the beginning of the year. It's not Ned. Ned can only play what he's got. It's not like he can call for Aroldis Chapman to come in the game. He didn't have him. It's not like he can have Mike Trout on his team. Can't afford him. You know? The guy didn't have Aaron Judge on the team. The guy didn't have George Springer on the team. He plays what he's got. And the one thing about Ned is, and I'll say this, is he was willing to come back last year knowing that his baseball reference page was going to take some hits on losses. And I got a lot of respect for that. When he knew last year coming back, he knew this team was going to go through its bumps. He knew this team was going to have what it has now. And it's rebuilding. It is. The Royals are rebuilding. And they're going to get there. Dane Moore, he went for broke. Traded five lefties to win for Cueto and Zobrist to win a World Series, and it worked. We got a ring. We got a banner. It says 2015 World Champions right there on the scoreboard, and he drive down I-70. It's never leaving. The banner's flying forever. He went all in. We've seen Billy Bean go all in with the A's, and it not work out. He's made some bad moves when it counted. Dayton Moore waited for the right opportunity, pushed all in, and he won. He won the jackpot. But this team's rebuilding. And I said it in 2015. I will take 10 years of mediocre baseball if the Royals win that championship in 15. I just would. I mean, I was 12 years old when they won in 85. I don't think Ben was even alive when the Royals last won a World Series. I could be wrong.
No, I was alive when they won the World Series. What year was that?
85.
Oh, no, I was born in 90.
See, Ben, you weren't even a gleam in your daddy's eyes, man. You were 5 years. I didn't know if your mom and dad met each other at that point.
Well, they won in didn't they win in 2014?
No, the 15. Or 15. You were born. Oh, yeah, you were alive for that one. But yeah, the 85 when you weren't born. And I'm 46 years old. I wasn't born the last time the Chiefs won a Super Bowl. You know, I want to see it. If the Chiefs win a Super Bowl, I will take 10 years of mediocre football just so we can have a ring. And I said this, sold my soul, I guess, in 2015. And I posed this, and I pulled this in 15 and said, and I posed this question. I did some polls on it or whatever. And I said, would you take 10 years of mediocre baseball? This is when the 15 season was going on, and the Royals were good. They were damn good. If the Royals win this all, will you take 10 years of mediocre baseball? And to, like, almost 100% said yes. And now all of a sudden we're mad. We're mad that the Royals aren't good. What do you expect? They play with different rules than everybody else. They don't have the TV contracts. In 1989, the Royals had the highest payroll in baseball. Ewing Kauffman, God rest his soul, spent money on the Royals. And then all of a sudden this TV... And baseball changed forever, and then we kind of reeled it back in with the luxury tax and everything else. Small market teams aren't putting rings on their fingers. They're just not. And you may look at a team like the Houston Astros. It's the fourth largest city in the United States of America, Houston, Texas. All right, don't give me small market Astros. It's a huge market. But no teams are putting rings on their fingers from small markets. I guess the Cardinals, you know, will have their run and everything. It's a bigger market than Kansas City. Not much, but it is bigger. But the Royals have the worst TV contract in baseball. It's not good. It's like $20 million a year. You know, you can't even buy a cup of coffee in Major League Baseball with that. Some of these are a couple hundred million a year. Guess what? You got a couple hundred million coming in. You can go spend money. You can go get that high-priced free agent. When Alex Gordon struggled the last couple years, if he was playing in Boston, he would not still be playing in Boston. They would just write the check and go. It's like Josh Hamilton with the Angels. They paid like $60 million for him to go away. Like, the Royals can't afford... I mean, the Omar Infante, like $12 million, they still own. That hurt a team like the Royals. It hurt a team like the Royals. They don't play by the same rules. And I don't think we take the time to appreciate just what Dayton Moore and Ned Yost did with a small market team. They had to be right. They had to be right. If you're going to win in a small market like Kansas City, Dayton Moore's got to be better than you. And that's what he was. Because guess what? When you can throw cash as a Band-Aid, you look smart. You look really, really smart when you can throw cash is a Band-Aid. Something doesn't work out, you just pay them. Like, the Royals can't do that. Because when you do that, they gotta pay that. They got to pay the piper. And not only that, they have to draft and develop good players. And you got to go find the guys like Ryan Madsen. You don't have to scrap each. You got to go find a Homer Bailey, and hopefully he can do something. I mean, you can't afford to go out and do a lot of things. So, yeah, Ned Yost, this is not on Ned. I don't think Joe Torre in his heyday could take this Royals team and win with it. But Ned Yost is willing to do it. John Gibbons, who's manager of the Blue Jays, said last year he didn't want to go through a rebuild. Ned Yost has taken loss after loss after loss after loss on his baseball reference, and it's making his career record look bad. taking 100 losses last year, but he's doing it because he likes the game. He don't care. Daniels don't care what his record is. He's got a ring. He didn't care. He goes and hunts. He's got a World Series ring. And he's friends with Jeff Foxworthy. And he does what he does. Ned's fine. Ned's a good dude, man. He is. You may not like him, but honestly, who's going to win with this team? Honestly, think that to yourself. Who's going to win with this team? Deontay Wilder, the heavyweight, crushed, winning the first round yesterday. I was telling Ben about him. Deontay Wilder, he's 41-0 with like 40 knockouts. This guy is absolutely insane. And another first-round knockout. This is what he had to say last week. He wants a body on his record.
I can't wait for Saturday night. It's gonna be a massacre. I've always talked about wanting something on my record, wanting a body on my record. And, you know, in boxing, you get the opportunity to do what you got to do and get paid for it. That's what I love.
You want to fight that guy? First-round knockout by him. This guy, and he said this.
Hey, Dominique Brazil asked for this. I didn't go seek him. He seeked me. So if it comes, it comes. This is a brutal sport. This is not a gentleman's sport. I keep saying this is not a gentleman's sport. We don't ask to hit each other in the face, but we does anyway. And you can ask any doctor around the world, he'll tell you the head is not meant to be hit. Anybody can go. And on this particular time, we have bad blood against each other. This is the only sport where you can kill a man and get paid for it at the same time. It's legal. So why not use my right to do so?
Oh, my God. You got a lot of crap for that. It's the only sport where you get paid basically to kill somebody. And he's right.
I like his confidence. I love it.
That's some swag, man. And then you go out and knock out your opponent in the first round. He knocks out. I don't even know how his fight with Tyson Fury even went to a draw. This dude's an animal, man. You want to fight somebody that thinks he has a license to kill you? He's right. What happens in the boxing ring, you can't be charged for it.
Very true. No, I don't want to mess with that guy.
I mean, that gives you you and I just can't go punch each other, Ben, because that's, I guess we could, and if no one was around, you and I could go out here and punch each other if we want. But if we're in public at Target next door and you and I just start punching each other, someone's going to get in trouble.
Very true.
But I guess license to kill. I don't want to fight that dude.
No way.
But I think boxing needs that. You know, I was talking about Brooks Koepka needs to, you know, get some personality, you know, on this PGA. Deontay Wilder in Major League Baseball. I didn't get to my annoying fan things, but I will real quick before we go to Matt Lane. And correct me if I'm reading too much into this. Does it drive you nuts when the opponent throws to first base? Because your runner's on first base and they throw in everybody boos. Everybody boos. That drives me nuts. What are they supposed to do? They want to keep the runner on the base. Stop booing. Or when the catcher comes out and talks to the pitcher and it's the road team, they boo. That drives me nuts. The wave drives me nuts. That drives me nuts.
Likewise.
You know what else drives me nuts? Sack fly clappers.
Say that one more time.
Sack fly clappers. Go to a Royals game sometime, and the opponent will have a sack fly and somebody will score, and everybody's clapping because, Witt or Gordon makes a nice catch. But they just scored a run. But we clap anyway, and I never figure that out. But when I watch a lot of baseball and stuff, and when people are booing when the catcher goes out there, they can only go 5 bound visits anyway. Or when they throw to first base to keep the runner on, and we boo them, it's what they do. It's the game. They're going to throw to first base. We don't boo when our team does it. Anyway, I digress. But anyway, those are things that were driving me nuts. Matt Lane, Arrowhead Pride. We'll talk. Should we get Le'Veon Bell or not? We'll ask Matt next.
Big Sunday.
Woo! Did you know every time you buy new blades for a Big Flex hybrid, you get a brand new handle? Now that's smooth. Take it from JB. Them overpriced razors give you just one handle, and you're supposed to cherish it like a family heirloom? What you gonna do with that crusty old handle? Pass it down to your grandchildren? Ugh! All Big Flex hybrids come with a fresh new handle. Switch to Big Flex hybrid, and I will put your kids in my will. Smooth shave, smooth price. Big Flex.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
York, reliable and confident in their quality with industry-leading warranties on residential heating and cooling products. Efficient systems that can cut energy costs by up to 50%. Designed, engineered, and assembled right here in the Midwest, supporting thousands of Midwest workers. Whatever the Midwest summer brings, you can rely on a York comfort system for your home. To find a local York comfort specialist in your area, visit MidwestYork.com today.
610 Sports Radio, broadcasting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios.
Fesco in the morning. They're giving away more prizes than anyone in Kansas City. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB Kansas City, KRBZ HD2 Kansas City, or Radio.com Sports Station.
Welcome back to Binks Sunday Hour 2. Jay Binkley, Ben Alper producing the operation. Somewhere Brooks Koepka is getting ready to go kick some more ass. The PJ Champ. This guy, man. This guy's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Another guy that's unbelievable is Matt Lane, ArrowheadPride.com, at Chief in Carolina. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Binks. Thanks for quite the introduction, giving me that kind of comparing aspect.
A Brooks Koepka-like approach to the draft.
Oh, boy.
Stoic.
That's a big shoes to fill next year.
Stoic, biceps popping out of the shirt. I don't think I've had a chance to tell you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.